Now it's time to catch up with Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane. All the latest showbiz news. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Sorry, I was going to play your big special intro there, but I couldn't find it. So.
That's okay.
It's called
That's
preparation, okay. Mate, preparation.
Now, I don't know whether to laugh or cry about your first article today, Jaden. What's going on?
ABBA, new music.
Yes, it's a bit of a shock. We've been waiting about 3.5 years for them to actually release this music, but it would appear that this is what is going to be happening next Friday night. September 2 is the day, so people who are interested, pop it in the diary, circle the day on the calendar. Although, I don't want to be a bit of a party pooper here, but we don't know exactly what is happening. The Sun newspaper in the UK yesterday confirmed the release of one of two songs that they recorded about 3.5 years ago in Stockholm in Sweden. One of them is a ballad and one of them is an upbeat number. We don't know which one is going to be released at this point. So that was yesterday morning. And then overnight, they've actually put up this very cryptic post on their social media with the caption just saying, "Join us on September 2 with the hashtag ABBA Voyage." So nice and vague, but it does seem that new music is on the way. It's been a long wait, as I said, so you'd want to hope it's good. And also that, yeah, I know, right? And that hologram tour, the Avatar hologram tour that we've been waiting for so long, that's also happening soon. So I don't know. Would you guys pay to see a hologram tour of ABBA?
I wouldn't pay to see a real tour of ABBA, to be perfectly honest with you. But that's just
me. I think they've had their moment, really, I would say. They were great if that was your kind of thing in the 70s and 80s, but who knows?
Unfortunately, I think with a lot of bands like that, there comes a point where new music just doesn't really have a relevancy. People just want to hear the hits.
That's right, yeah, and it's going to be interesting as well. You know, you want to hope it's good, and if it's not good, it's going to be an absolute disaster because it's been like 39 years since they released their last music, but they're reinventing themselves, they're moving into the modern times, and they've actually just started a TikTok account now too, so they're really moving with the times.
Wow, wacko. Now, Billy Connolly giving us an update on his battle with Parkinson's.
He has, yes. So he was diagnosed with that back in 2013, 2014, and he doesn't do any stand-up comedy routines anymore, but he does still do quite a bit of pre-recorded television work. He's got a series that he's just completed recently reflecting on his life and his career. And this week he was actually honoured with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Edinburgh Film Festival. And while he accepted that award, he did a bit of a sit-down interview with his wife, Pamela, from home. And he basically just described how the disease is taking a toll on him emotionally. And now the challenge is very much moving into that physical domain, but it's not really at the point of being what you would describe as debilitating or extreme, but the early signs are there. His hand jumps around from time to time, but obvious that the signs are definitely there, but he seems to be just sort of taking it day by day, which is probably the best way to deal with it, I'd say.
So what about this baby who was a big star in 1991, grown up a bit now, from Nirvana's album?
Yes, well, this is a very interesting story that popped up in the last couple of days and really took dramatic turn overnight and yesterday. Basically, to what it is, long story short, the naked baby that featured on the cover of the band's 1991 album, Nevermind, as you said there, is now all grown up. He's 30. He was 4 months old at the time. And now he's suing the band and Kurt Cobain's estate for hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages over apparent lifelong suffering that he's experienced after his parents didn't give consent for the image to be used, and the band allegedly promised, he says, to cover his genitals, but obviously they didn't. So he appears to have been quite all right with it, though, in the past. He recreated the cover about 5 years or so ago, and it's almost been lavishing in the moment from time to time, but now it would seem that he's upset and he wants them to cough up the cash.
Yeah, well, Now he wants him to cover his expenses as well as his genitals. Hey!
That's right. That's right. How long have you been working on that one?
No, it comes to him. Don't worry.
I just workshopped it, you know. Yeah, I'll keep it in the act. I won't open with it, though.
In the rehash he did a few years ago, did he cover himself in that one? He didn't let all hang out, did he?
No, I believe he had board shorts on, I think it was. I'd have to have another look. But yes, I think he did, yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, interesting. Hey, here's an interesting ABBA fact for you before you go. Ring Ring, the song that they used for the Eurovision that sort of really kicked them off, it was Neil Sedaka who actually translated and wrote the English lyrics to it. So there you go.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, see, not only entertaining, educational as well, Jaden. Jaden, now being a youngster, he's going to go off and Google Neil Sedaka to find out
who he was.
Hang on. I know who Neil Sedaka is. I know all the old bit name acts. Don't start getting into that territory.
All right. Okay. Whew, he's firing he's up a bit. I better cut him off before he does anything he'll regret or will regret. Hey, Jaden, great to chat, mate. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right. See you, mate.